This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's go back to the tumultuous second half of 2021. There, the dementia-addled Joe Biden executed a disastrous retreat from Afghanistan in August that resulted in the killing of 13 service members. He spectacularly failed our warfighters. But hey, he made up for it with the fight against COVID. No cost was too great or burden too onerous in the federal government's war against microscopic organisms. Billions were funneled to pharmaceutical companies, also known as Democrat Party donors, to pay for witch doctors' experimental elixirs. Billions more were funneled to news platforms and non-governmental organizations, all on the USAID dole, to push the White House preferred COVID narrative and censor dissent. And in-class learning remained strictly limited. School desks were transformed into walled enclosures, discouraging human contact. Masking requirements became only more elaborate and superstitious with time. Any restaurants or small business that want to avoid bankruptcy were forced to comply with ever-changing COVID edicts. Members of the military were sacrificed as gene therapy guinea pigs for Big Pharma. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration threatened to prevent unvaccinated workers from making a living. Crazy Joe promised a winter of severe illness and death for anybody refusing to be a biochemical test subject. This was 21st century totalitarianism disguised as health policy, an unholy alliance of state and corporate power, which, by the way, they call that fascism. That's truly fascism. And it was prosecution in the name of science. It was total insanity. And just when it looked like the whole thing was going to spiral out of control, when it seemed likely that just following orders, medical doctors and troops of dancing nurses would goose-step across the country with poison-dripping needles in their hands in search of the non-compliant, the COVID police, the police state began to crumble. One moment, the Antifa shock troops were doxing dissenting scientists and terrorizing their families online, and the next moment, the loony leftist brown shirts all time-traveled back to Nazi Germany. One moment, they were putting up COVID concentration camps and threatening to separate unvaccinated parents from their children, and the next moment, the tyrants in training shelved those plans for a later date. One moment, the Department of Labor was forcing Americans to choose between medical experimentation and unemployment, and the next moment, the Biden administration was pretending they would never bully Americans into becoming a pharmaceutical pincushion against their will. It was as if the COVID clowns packed up their crazy circus and skedaddled out of town in the middle of the night. And to be sure, the circus left a trail of destruction in its wake. Grocery store floors were still painted with arrows meant to direct the human cattle along the antiseptic path. Government buildings still proudly displayed signs cautioning visitors to stand 6 feet apart while simultaneously assuring everyone we're all in this together. Big Pharma radio and television commercials continue to sell fear to this day. Even in more liberated Republican-leaning areas of the country, it's not unusual to run into a stray hypochondriac hurling insults at strangers for refusing to cover their faces with thin paper masks. And the COVID Nazis mass-produced crazy, and the most delusional among us made sure to stock up for decades. But still, 2022 marked the beginning of the end of that relentless pressure campaign. And it didn't come to an end because the high-ranking members of the Biden regime saw the error in their ways. They did not wake up one morning and look at the police state that they had constructed and say, wow, we really are some evil fascists. They began to pull back the COVID authoritarianism because they were fearful of the prospect of huge midterm election losses later in the year. But that didn't quite pass muster because fear-mongering was the electoral gift that allowed them to get Biden in office, among other things. There's no reason to think they had become skittish about rigging future elections with never-ending health emergencies. I think the public resistance to the COVID tyranny was coming to a fever pitch, and I think they were afraid it was going to go kinetic. They saw what was happening in Canada. And when Canada, you know, about the time, you know, if they ever intended to use COVID as an excuse to introduce a mandatory digital passport and central bank, well, that's done. That one has already flown the coop. I'm sorry.